much encouraging. We started on a very good note with the polling places opening in most cases on time. There were a few delays in a couple of areas, but I would say generally the polling process today in Liberia has been going very well, and we are optimistic of a very good turnout at the close of this process.
There were some concerns that there was a misprint on the ballot papers.
The problem is that we had a situation where there was a mistake, especially on the proposition number 2, talks about the increment in the retirement age of judges from 70 to 75. But on the ballot paper, they have in the no column, they have 75 written there. And in the yes column, they also have 75 written there. Well, as part of our civic education strategy, following our recognition of that error, has been to tell the voters that even though the 75 is written there on both columns, but the key thing they are responding to is the question in the middle that says, do you agree? Then you have the yes on the left and you have the no on the right. If you take your yes, it means you agreed. If you take the no, it means you have objected or you have rejected the proposition. So with that, many of the voters do understand that this is a yes or no vote. And so even though the 75 is written there on both sides, it does not in any way affect whether the person has voted yes or no.
Some of the opposition politicians that we've spoken to have said that maybe these kind of problems arise from the referendum being very hastily organized.
We do not agree with that. As a commission, we considered all of the factors involved. And once we agreed to conduct this referendum, the key thing we first had to clear was the legal requirement. We have followed the process, looking at the time frame, looking at the legal framework. We feel there's no violation, and the Constitution says that a referendum must be conducted within 1 year following the passage. Then it means that we are not outside of the ambit of the law. So those politicians who have raised the argument were also part of the discussion, even the evolution of the proposition that today now before the Liberian people for vote, these propositions were discussed at the level of the Inter-Party Collaborative Committee, which we call in Liberia the IPCC. And they were all part of the whole process of evolving the questions that today now have become the proposition for the Liberian people to decide on. So we would just see that they are not just being fair in this process by saying that we have hastily arranged this referendum.